Hi, this is Dr. Sandy taking medical report. First name is Aurel, A-U-R-E, last name Burja, B-U-L, correction, B-U-R-J-A, date of birth is 11-04-1944, period examination date is 05-19-2025, period next complaint, colon patient came today, has a fall of her blood pressure and losing weight, period next line, subject to colon patient came today with his wife, and she stated that the patient has been on low-carb, gluten-free diet, and he has lost weight and feeling better. The patient needs a refill on his medications, period next line. Review of system, colon patient denied, headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling. Here, next line, objective colon, heart examination has novel heart swelling without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Here, next line, extremities has no pale edema, and patient has chronic right hemiplegia. Period. Next patient is Livia, L-I-V-I-A, last name Burja, B-U-R-J-A. Date of birth is 05-31-1948. Period examination date is 5-19-2025. Period next line, chief complaint. Colon patient came today with a follow-up for correction came of follow-up after laboratory test showed renal insufficiency and hypercholesterolemia. Period next line. Patient had a fasting blood test. And cholesterol is elevated patient, has no family history of heart disease or stroke. Patient is also have renal insufficiency, and she is advised to avoid taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. Next line. Review of system, colon patient denied, headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or rashes. Next line. Objective colon, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. The next line, heart examination has novel heart swelling without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. The next line, extremities are unremarkable without any edema. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions were answered to her satisfaction. She was only full understanding. Period. Next patient is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, last name Frank, F-R-A-N-C-H. Date of birth is 04-21-1946. Period examination date is 05-19-2025. Period next line. Chief complaint colon patient came today with a chief complaint of correction patient came today with a follow for hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, and dizziness. The next line subject to colon patient says that is. Caregiver is not going to come anymore after 1 week and is worried about his well-being. And patient has a sister who lives far away. And patient refused to go to nursing home. And we'll discuss with the again and regarding patients medical care period. Patient says that he has no chest pain or shortness of breath and he takes medication as prescribed. Period. Next line, patient has dizziness on and off and he is walker, hasn't fallen down. And the patient does not have any focal weakness. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon patient denied. Headache, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling, calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness, upper lower extremities. Here, next line. Past medical history. Significant hypertension and he's on nitazoxanone, 2.5 milligram tablet, once a day. Along with low salt diet. Here, next one, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia. And he's on atorvastatin 10 milligram tablet once a day along with low fat diet. Here the patient is also has a history of constipation, but he's feeling good for the last several months. He's on Ducosate 100 milligram one tablet patient does not smoke anymore. Correction patient says that he smokes one cigarette a day and alcohol use is none. Patient has a caregiver coming few times a week. And patient doesn't want to go to nursing home. Discussed with home health agency, and they're going to try to provide a caregiver. Not sure. Meantime, had a long discussion with sister, and she's not available to take care of him. Patient concern is medications which was kept for him. Correction was organized by his caregiver on a weekly basis. Here's the next line. Objective colon. As ENT examination is unremarkable, see the next line. I guess happens without any kind of disease or thyroid enlargement. See the next line. Heart examination has normal heart function without any murmur. Clear next line, lungs are clear, bilateral without any wheezing. Clear next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness, and pulses are active. Clear next line, extremities has no captains, or edema, or tremors. Clear next line, neurological examination is intact. The patient is able to ambulate with the walker. Any other responded appropriately to the questions. Our patient has a slight hearing difficulty. The patient has a hearing aid at home period. Next line. Had a long discussion with the patient's sister, and the home care agency is working on to get him a caregiver. And patient's advice to go to the emergency room. Has profound weakness or severe dizziness. Period. Next question. Roy, R-O-Y, last name is Tremaine, T-R-E-M-A-I-N, date of birth is 0603, 1958, period examination date is 05-19-20-25, period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. Complaint of severe right shoulder pain, come up with pain, and varicose veins, both the legs, severe neck line, subject to colon. Patient had a MRI of the right shoulder, and the results explained to the patient and his wife. Patient had a significant tear in the rotator cuff, and also other. Complex was affected, resulting in severe pain, and patient has difficulty doing activities of daily living. Here, next line, patient also complained of low back pain, and the pain in the back, correction the pain level in the back is 4 or 5, and it radiates to buttocks but not to the lower extremity. Patient has no history of falling down. Here, next line. Patient has large veins on the legs, and he did the standing work for quite some time. And also has a few spider veins. The pain in the legs is mostly at the end of the day, and associated with minimal puffiness of the feet. Where there is no discoloration. Here, next line. There will be a system called patient denied. Correction. Subjective patient also came today as a follow for weight management. And patient is advised on low carb diet. Here, next line. Review of system colon patient denied. headache comma dizziness comma ear pain comma skull throat comma cough comma chest pain comma shortness of breath comma nausea comma vomiting comma change in the bowel habits of stool color comma leg swelling calf swelling. The patient said that he fell down last winter and since then he has severe pain in the right shoulder and the pain level is 7 or 8 upon exertion and it is relief at the resting period next long. That's medical history. Significant for hypertension and ease on amlodipine, 5 milligram tablet, once a day. Comma, losartan, 100 milligram tablet, once a day. Comma, mebivolol, M-E-B-I-V-O-L-O-L, 5 milligram tablet, once a day. Blood pressure, systolic more than 150, along with low salt diet period. Next time patient has a history of constipation and he's on colate 100 milligram twice a day as needed. Your next time patient has a history of prostatic hypertrophy and he's on finasteride 5 milligram tablet and tamsulosin 0.4 milligram tablet once a day period. Next time patient has a history of nasal congestion and he's on Flonase nasal spray, one puff every day as needed. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of diabetes and is on metformin, 150 milligram tablet once a day along with low carb diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on pravastatin, 20 milligram once a day along with the low fat diet. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient lives with his wife. And he's very fairly active, but lately he has pain in the right shoulder. Sometimes pain level up to 8 or 9. Period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no diabetes, or drug use. Period. Next line, objective colon. Correction, please cancel the past medical history on this patient. New dictation is past medical history. Patient has a history of gout and he's on allopurinol, 100 milligram tablet once a day. And colchicine, C-O-L-C-H-I-C-I-N-E, 0.6 milligram tablet, one tablet every 2 hours as needed for acute pain. Next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he's on simvastatin 10 milligram once a day along with the low fat diet. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. A correction. Social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife, and he's currently retired and currently not working. Period. The patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of domestic drug use. Period. His activities is compromised due to right shoulder pain. Here, next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmurs. Here, next line. Lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdominal obese without any tenderness. And bowel sounds are active. Here, next line. Extremities has no captain in the palladium or period. Right shoulder examination will give a tenderness of the right shoulder and range of movement is significantly painful. And grips are bilaterally equal. Period. Next line. And lumbar spine examination reveals the tenderness of the lumbar soft tissues, especially forward flexion is painful at 45 degrees. Period. Next line. So extremities has varicose veins in both sides of the spider veins. And there is no significant pedal edema period. Next time I had a long discussion with the patient. and draw in all the questions and answer to the satisfaction and they were realized in understanding period. Next patient is Muhammad M-O-H-A-M-M-E, the last name Sarwar, S-A-R-W-A-R, date of birth is 01-01-1955, period examination date is 05-19-2025, period next time chief complaint, colon patient came to the chief complaint of left ear ringing, comma, nasal congestion. And they record the length of both the legs. The next line, conjunctive colon patient stated that he has this tinnitus in the left ear, on and off, and noises the bother some. And patient is going to be seen by ENT physician. Here, next line. Patient sometimes difficulty breathing through the nose. And he has nasal congestion now. It is more often without any bleeding. Patient has varicose veins in both the legs. They are legs are painful and extending for all day at the work. Patient also is developing spinal veins. Here, next line. Review of system colon. Patient, they are denied excessive weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling, calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. That's medical history. A significant for hypertension is on amlodipine, 5 milligram tablet once a day, comma. Losartan 100 milligram tablet once a day, and Nebivolol, N-E-B-I-V-O-L-O-L, 5 milligram tablet once a day. The systolic blood pressure is more than 150, along with low salt diet. Here, next time, patient has a history of constipation on and off, and is on glucose 800 milligram, one tablet twice a day if needed. Here, next time, patient has a history of hypertrophy of the prostate and is on finasteride 5 milligram tablet once a day and tamsulosin 0.4 milligram tablet once a day. The next line, patient has a history of diabetes and is on metformin 50 milligram tablet once a day along with low carb diet. The next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on rosuvastatin 20 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line. The special history patient is with his wife and he never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no syphilis, drug use. The patient walks several times a day in the daytime. Here, next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination reveals no significant cerebral in the left ear, beard, nose examination reveals hypertrophy of the nasal passages bilaterally. Beard next line, make a supple without any thyroid enlargement. Beard next line, heart examination as normal first and second or without any murmur. Beard next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any bleeding. Beard next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tendons and bones are active. Beard next line, extremities has no capillaries. Our patient has a trace of edema bilaterally and varicose veins are prominent. Weird. Next, neurological examination is intact. The patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Weird. Next patient, Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, last name, Sergeant, S-A-R-G-E-A-N-T, date of birth is 03-05-1995, period examination date. 05192025, period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. The follow-up, correction patient came today, the follow-up after hospital visit for new onset seizures, period next line, subject to colon patient came today with his wife, stating that has no more recurrence of seizures, patient is on Keppra. And has an appointment to see Yeah, I just see it. Next line, patient also have a sodium problem, but say that wife manages. Yes, next line. Patient has two seizures consecutively and then was admitted to the hospital. Getting on the seizures, he had an MRI of the brain, did not show any significant abnormality. However, EEG showed areas of spike and test was abnormal. The patient was on Keppra, the 100 milligram tablet. 1 tablet twice a day. That's prescribed by neurologist here. Next line. Review of system colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma. Sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma. Chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma. Leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma. Focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. Heated. Next line. That's medical history. Patient had surgery for, correction, patient had right eye surgery for lazy eye. Otherwise, on a markable period. Next line. Family history. Patient is adopted and has no information. Correction, no further information. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife, and he has 1 child. Period. Patient was mostly directed by alcohol and ministry for recent drug use. Patient contact games in high school. Here, next line. Preventive care is reviewed and patient is has COVID vaccination. Period. Next line. Objective colon. The correction allergies on month. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Accessible. Without any thyroid enlargement or liver enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination. Normal heart function without any murmur. Period. Next line. Unsettled bilateral without any bleeding. Next line. Abdomen is soft. Slightly obese without any tenderness and possible active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. But tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact without any focal deficit. Patients able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination is on a markable period. Next, I had a long discussion with patient and his wife, and all the questions answered to his satisfaction about the actual understanding period. Next patient. Mung, M-A-U-N-G, last name Than, T-H-A-N. Date of birth is 11-29-1984, period examination date is 5-19-2025, period. Next time, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a follow-up after emergency room visit for an excellent subject to colon. Patient said that last evening came home after his work. He felt short of breath. He lay down. And after that, he had difficulty breathing. Then he called paramedics. He was alone at home. say that he has a chest condition. And I'm feeling strong enough to go back to work period. Real system. Patient denied. Dizziness common. Headache common. Ear pain common. Throat common. Cough common. Fever common. Chills common. Chest pain common. Shortness of breath common. Nausea common. Vomiting common. Legs swollen. Calves swollen common. Tremors common. Focal weakness of the upper or extremities. Skin rashes. Okay, next line. That's medical history. ENT examination is unremarkable. Pyrenex and neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. A lymph node enlargement. Pyrenex and heart examination. There is normal heart sounds without any normal. Pyrenex and lungs are clear. Bilateral without any wheezing. Pyrenex and abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Pyrenex and extremities have no captain and ready more tremors. Pyrenex and neurological examination is intact. And patient is ambulatory without any assistance period. Next line had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan. And all his questions are answered to his satisfaction and verbalized for understanding period. Next patient is Afrim, A-F-R-I-M, last name is Asani, H-A-S-A-N-I, date of birth is 03-01-1964, period examination date is 05-19-2025, period next time, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow-up after laboratory test, period next time, subject to colon. Patient came today with his daughter, and his lab test was reviewed, his hemoglobin A1C was 7.7, patient, previously had a CT scan of the head, which showed cerebral atherosclerosis and white matter. Period. Had a long discussion with the patient and doctor, and all the questions answered with satisfaction and verbalized for understanding. Period. Next line. Patient said that his fasting blood glucose ranges from 100 to 160 milligram per DL. Yeah. 3 hours after lunch, his blood sugar is usually 160 to 180 milligram per DL. Period. Next line, the UR system, colon, patient denied. And dizziness, comma, headache, comma. Chest pain common, short of breath common, nausea common, vomiting common, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypercholesterolemia, and he's on a statin 80 milligram once a day. Along with low fat diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypertension and is on carbidolol, 3.125 milligram tablet twice a day. Along with low salt and 25 milligram one tablet twice a day. And low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of diabetes and is on metformin, 100 milligram tablet. Two tablets in the morning. Period. Next line. Family history patient is married, lives with his wife, and is a Uber driver. He does not smoke anymore, no, most of alcohol use. information has normal person second and front without any one more clear next line lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing clear next line abdomen is soft lateral and valve sounds active clear next line neurological examination is intact clear next line have a long discussion with patient and his daughter and all the questions answered in a satisfaction level by his understanding period. Next patient is Alma ALMA. Last name is Noel, N-O-E-L. And date of birth is 05-16-1984. Period examination date is 05-19-2025. Period next line. Chief complaint colon patient came today. And follow for anemia, comma, weakness, comma, iron deficiency, and lighter redness. Period next line. Subject to colon, patient stated that she could not do repetitive movement at work causing dizziness and lightheadedness, and she has to sometimes take breath. And patient needs medical information for work. Get work to follow the work restrictions period. Next line. Review of system code on patient denied. Double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, photo, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma. Difficulty breathing, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremity. Here, next line. That's medical history. Significant for anemia. And patient gets iron infusion every 3 months at the hospital. Here, next line. Social history. Patient lives with three children. And works as a loader at Amazon. Period. Patient quit smoking. No history of alcohol use or substance abuse. Here, next line. Objective colon. Make a supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line. HEENT examination is on a marker. The next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line. Abdomen is soft. Without any tenderness and pulse sounds are active. The next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema. No tremors. Patient has generalized weakness. Period. Next line. Long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan and all the questions are answered to the satisfaction of verbal and full understanding. Here, patient need modification at work and the forms will be filled out. Here, next patient, Aisha, A-I-S-H-A, last name Begum, B-E-G-U-M, date of birth is 12-9-1962, period examination date. Is 05-19-2025, period next line. Chief complaint colon patient came today. In the follow-up for breast cancer, period next line. Subject to colon patient is scheduled for radiation treatment starting tomorrow. And patient has patient. Hamid H-A-M-I-D, last name Ali A-L-I, date of birth is 05-07-1955, period examination date is 05-19-2025, period examination, chief complaint, colon patient came today for annual physical, and also complaining of both feet pain. And also follow for diabetes mellitus, come hypertension. And lately patients complaining of heartburn and upper abdominal discomfort for the next line. Subject to colon. Patient came today with his daughter, stating that he has pain in the left knee, common discomfort in both the feet upon walking, and heartburn. The patient was seen by another physician and was prescribed naproxen, 500 milligram tablet. After that, he has upper abdominal pain consistent with gastritis. Patient denied any nausea, vomiting, and there was no change in the bowel habits or stool color. Here, next line. Left knee pain level is, correction, left knee pain is painful, and worse upon exertion, the pain level is 5 or 6. Here. Next line. Degree of system colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, weight loss or weight gain, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or caffeine, comma, tremors, comma, focal dizziness, of the upper or extremities or skin rashes. The patient also denied snoring, period, next line. Past medical history is significant for diabetes and he's on Janumet, 50 over 1,000 milligram tablet, one tablet a day, along with low carb diet period. He should also have history of hypertension and use only Sinopril 5 milligram tablet once a day, along with low salt diet period. Next line. Allergies are none, period, next line. Past surgical history is significant for nose surgery 6 or 7 years ago, period, next line. We want to care. Patient is up to date on COVID vaccinations, period, next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife, and he has 5 children, period. Patient used to work in banking, not anymore, period, next line. Patient has no serious smoke, cigarettes, or alcohol, use of substance abuse. The next time, objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. The next line. And I can supplement without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line, heart examination. There's normal heart sound without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft. Without any tenderness and balsam is active. The next line, extremities have no cap tenderness or edema. Tremors, fear. With examination, it is high arch bilaterally without any redness. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Here, next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals a tenderness of the left knee joint. And there is no significant joint effusion at this time. Here. Left knee is painful upon exertion. Next line, please add in the abdominal examination mild epigastric tenderness without any organomegaly, period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient and his daughter. All their questions are answered with satisfaction, verbalized, and understanding, period. Next question is Ashik, A-S-H-I-K, last name Ajmeri, A-J-M-E-R-I. Date of birth is 09-03-1963. Examination date is 05-19-2025. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Question came today. So follow for hypertension, say next line, subject to colon. Patient say that he's metoprolol, 25 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day, along with metoprolol diet and hydrostatin 80 milligram once a day for hypercholesterolemia period. Patient requesting refill. Also, patient has carrying also study that patient feels weak during the working hours, and he had significant coronary artery disease. Resulting in coronary artery bypass surgery, and he's going to be seen a cardiologist. Here, patient is not able to cope up with the work due to his heart condition. Here, next line. Reorg system colon patient denied. Dizziness, headache, nausea, vomiting, legs filling with gas. Here, next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple with ornithine enlargement. Here, next line, heart examination has normal for some seconds on the cardiac murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally with a disease impaired. Next line, extremities have no captain and no edema. Here, next line, head around this person, patient and his wife. And all the questions are answered with satisfaction and verbalized through understanding period. Patient needs extensive evaluation by cardiologist. Sabia, S-A-B-E-E-H-A, last name Malik, M-A-L-I-K, date of birth is 03-23-1976, period examination date is 05-19-2025, next line, chief complaint, colon. Question came today. This is complaint of weight gain, comma, general weakness, comma, low back pain. And follow for hypertension. Here, next line, subject to colon. Patient said that patient came today with her husband. Stating that she has gained significant weight and feel weak. And the patient has significant back pain, and the pain level is 6 or 7, and it is worse upon exertion. And patient had x-ray of the lumbar spine, and the results reviewed with the patient and ensured significant retrolisthesis of the lumbar spine, and also lumbar facet abnormality period. Patient also stated that she is very concerned about her weight, and ready to make some lifestyle changes. Period. Next line, patient's blood pressure was high at home. Patient denied. comma, Ciudad de comma, Port Vision comma, European comma, Sotor comma, cough comma, fever comma, chills comma, nausea comma, vomiting comma, leg swelling or calf swelling comma, tremors comma, vocal weakness of the upper lower extremities, loss of consciousness, period, next line. Allergies are none, period, next line. That's medical history significant for kidney symptomatology and which improved. Here, next line. At one time, patient has gastritis, it resolved. Here, next line. Past medical history is also significant for glaucoma. Here, next line. Correction, family histories. Anomar tourist, here, next line. The preventive care is repeated, discussed here. Next line, social history. Patient married, lives with his husband and has two children. Period. Patient works as a project manager. Exercise is mostly walking. The patient never smokes cigarettes or drank alcohol. No illicit drug use. See the next line. Obstructive colon. ENT examination is remarkable. See the next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. See the next line. Heart examination. As normal heart function without any murmur. See the next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. See the next line. Abdomen is obese without any tenderness and pulse are active. There is no argonomegaly. See the next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. The next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. See the next line, musculoskeletal examination revealed the tenderness of the soft tissues of the lumbar spine and forward flexion is painful at 45 degrees. Period. Weight bearing is most painful. Period. Next line has a long discussion with patient. They are in treatment plan also with her husband. And patient scheduled for casting blood test. And she's advised to start stretching exercise daily and to follow low carb diet. Period. Next patient. Angela, A-N-G-L-A, last name, C-N-C-L-O, C-I-A-N-C-I-O-L-O, date of birth is 05-30-1940, period examination date is 05-19-2025, period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. There is chief complaint of nasal congestion, period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she has a nasal congestion on and off, and she takes levocetirizine. 5 milligram tablet once a day, and she needs refill. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, vomiting. Period. Next line. The patient was taking furosemide, 20 milligram tablet, as needed for puffiness of the feet. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Here next line, heart examination has normal heart function and murmur. Here next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness. Here next line, HEENT examination reveals bilateral nasal congestion without any significant abnormality. Here next line, there is no pleuroedema at this time period. Next patient is Jerwonia, J-E-R-W-O-N-I-A, last name is A-D-E-B-O-W-A-L-E, date of birth is 06-13-1976, period examination date is 05-19-2025, period next line. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of weight gain, comma, trace correction of the puffiness of the feet, and follow for hypercholesterolemia period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient was on low carb diet and she continued to gain weight. After that, she was on phentermine tablet and she took it for 3 months and pain was, correction, the weight was reduced. However, patient backed up again. The patient is advised on low carb diet and to start total body workout period. Next line, patient stated that once in a while she has the puffiness of the feet, especially on prolonged standing. And she takes mild diuretics as needed. Next line. Patient had a laboratory test done recently and the results were reviewed with the patient. Her LDL cholesterol was slightly elevated, but patient also had excellent HDL cholesterol. Here's the next line. Review of system colon, patient denied. Dizziness, headache, swallowing difficulty, nausea, chest pain, short of breath, nausea, vomiting, leg swelling or calf swelling or weakness, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. See the next line. Past medical history. Significant for seasonal bronchitis, and she was on albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, four times a day as needed. Next line, social history. Patient is married, lives with her family, and she works a full-time job period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Here, next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next line, neck is supple without any tiger enlargement. Here, next line, heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilateral without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bowels interactive. Here, next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Extremities have no significant pulmonary edema at this time. Period. Next line. I had a long discussion with the patient regarding weight management and patient is referred to bariatric specialist. Period. All her questions were answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized full understanding. Period. End of dictation.